Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning. We are running up a little, couple minutes early just to make sure all the technicals are working. Good morning. I'll look for confirmation, a thumbs up, that we're broadcasting clearly. Sound of my... Oh, God, I just made a huge mess. I've got to get a napkin. Hold on. Let's get the theme song going.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know? Don't you mind about the future? Don't you try to think ahead. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures. Yeah, I could give you plans and forward. Even tell you where I'm going. Yeah.
When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem? When do we ride to Jerusalem?
Why should you want to know? Why are you obsessed with fighting? Times and feet you can't defy. If you knew the path we're riding, you'd understand it less than
I would. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 Oh, wow. We're almost at 11 o'clock here, folks. Happy Tuesday to everybody. We're going to start another episode of Office Hours any second now. We're going to go live onto Skype.
That is good. While you
prattle
through your
while you
supper.
While you prattle through your supper.
Where and when,
okay?
And who and how. She alone has tried to give me.
Hey, baby.
What I need.
Brian, I'm just
now.
Warming up, man. It's not even 11 o'clock. You gotta chill out. It's Tim Tuesday, by the way. We're going to be taking calls from Tim's. And it's a happy birthday to Bob Dylan, who's turned 75 on this day. Pretty exciting. This is basically. It seems to me. Good morning, everybody. It's 11 o'clock here in Glendale, California. And we are, me, when I say we, I mean me. We have got another episode of, I like that music thing, of Office Hours. We are back. I'm going to turn on my Skype. I'm going to become online. I'm now officially online.
but to let her stroke you.
And you can reach me at The Real Tim Heidecker on the Skype. It's spelled right at this moment here. And we're celebrating the Bob Dylan's birthday today, so if you've got requests, I've got his catalog, but I've got some picks of my own, too, that I'm going to play later. We'll take your questions, we'll take your comments, we'll take your complaints. I'm going to try to have a couple of guests call in today. We'll see how that goes. Aside from that, I don't have too much on the agenda. We got Bill Cosby in court today. We're going to be maybe my thoughts on that will come up naturally if you've got questions about that. A couple of calls coming in. I'm going to take a call from Chris. Chris, how are you?
Oh, hey, what's up, Tim?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. I'm what's up? What's up? The eggs I made this morning were sunny side up.
Sounds like you got a little bit of lag going.
Sounds like I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me all right?
It sounds like, yeah, I'm having a good one. I'm about to cook some chicken here. I wanted to say happy birthday to Bob.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not speaking on his behalf, of course. But so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas. Huntsville, Texas.
Huntsville, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like north of Houston.
Oh man. I gotta think Houston's on my least favorite cities list.
Sounds like there might be a little bit of lag. Do you have like Comcast or something?
Sounds like it might be a problem on your end.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. I'm gonna try another call. Take care.
Okay.
Constantinos. Nope, that didn't work. Constantinos.
Hi, team.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, I see you, but you're not going to see me, okay?
I didn't think that I would get through to you.
Well, you're here. What do you got to say? Do you got a question, comment, or complaint?
Well, even though we can talk, it seems the connection is not very very good in quality.
Well,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sorry?
Can you hear me? Boy, we got some problems. Every day there's a different problem. Let me see something here. Let me double check. Built-in microphone. Yeah,
From your side, I'm getting parasites when I describe it.
Where are you calling from? All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to restart Skype over here and see if we can, maybe it's a little bit of a bug. Why don't we just restart Skype? How's everybody doing in the chat room? Is everyone chatting? How many people we got in the office right now? The connection is weak, and we're at the absolutely office is here, and it's been an issue of late where the internet here is a little tricky. It's a little touchy, and there's a lot of people here. There's a lot of work being done, and it causes a big strain on the broadband capabilities. That's not what you want to worry about. You guys want to get a good quality show. So we're going to just try again. We're going to keep working on this. I'm back on Skype. I am online. So try again. Let's see if we can fix this. That's right. It's not an office hours without a glitch. This is one of my favorites from Bobby D. Take Nick Dunn here and see if we've solved this problem. Hey, Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Take Nick Dunn. You got to take your your computer sound down and we can talk.
Hey, Nick, are you there? Yeah, I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, but you got to turn your computer down, man.
so.
Okay. You got to make a choice. You got to just not listen to the. Mute the stream. Mute the stream. There you go.
Are we good now? Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Like not really. Unfortunately, like it kind of fizzles in and out, and it's a little bit laggy.
Okay. Well, why don't you ask a question?
Sorry?
Oh my God, this is a disaster. Why was this working so great yesterday?
Kind of fizzles in and out, and it's a little bit.
All right, I'm hanging up on Nick. We have just, you know what? Let me just do a speed test. Let's see what we're really dealing with here. Speed test. I'll give you the report on that. And, I might have to do the old restart the network routine. Let's begin test. What are the predictions online for the speed test? What are we hoping for, and what do you think we're going to get? Let's see where the numbers come in. We got a testing latency coming in from Charter Communications. Play some Bobby D today while we figure out the technicals, okay?
Man came to the door, I said, for whom are you looking? Says your wife. I said, she's busy in the kitchen cooking.
Oh my God, it's so slow. It's like we're at 5 megabytes per second. 4 to 5 megabytes per second. That's embarrassing.
How much you want for that?
6 megabytes per second. This is a disaster. This is a complete disaster. Listen, here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to request that we shut down. We do a restart. I'm going to get this started. Stand by. We might go offline. I might have to restart. That's the way it goes here on office hours. We're completely, it's just me alone doing this. So let's see if we can solve the problem. See if we can get back online.
Poor boy in a red hot town. Out beyond the twinkling stars. Riding first class train, making the round. Try to keep from falling between the cars.
I'm hoping what's going to happen is I'm going to go personally over to my 4G on my phone, so we're not going to lose the stream, but we very well may likely lose the stream for a minute, in which case, like yesterday, I'll start a new stream. Hopefully we'll get a better connection going, and I'll be able to have some nice conversations with you. So, okay, so hey, we're back. I got a new link now. So I'm going to just let everybody know office hours are live over. Oh, this is so annoying. I'm telling you, I've really created a problem for myself with this new interest of mine. I need a little bit more support, but I don't have
office management.
I need just like one person in the room with me, kind of doing some of this grunt work stuff, like, tweeting
Where's
out
chip
the
chip?
Links. Yeah. So how's everybody? Are we back? I feel like we're back. Is everybody back online? I know I've got Brandon here. I got some music playing. Got some Dylan playing.
Oh yeah, it's Dylan's birthday. I can't hear it though. That's right. No,
that's one of the issues. You're not gonna be able to hear the music I play. That's just how it's gonna
be. I heard yesterday.
Okay. Listen, Brandon's on the call. We're back. Good to hear from you. And you can hear me okay, no lag.
Back on the line.
So I think what I'm gonna do from now on, because there is a long-term solution happening with the internet here at the Absolutely offices, that involves, what do you call it? The fancy internet, the fiber optic.
Oh yeah.
But for the time being, I think I'm just going to do the old, restart the server, 15 minutes before we go live, and because that seems to help.
Can we? Do we need to run Celery Man?
You know what, Brandon? We're not going to do a bunch of awesome show references on this show.
Totally understood.
We're just going to talk like human beings.
Taken. Understood.
Brandon, but you are in that tech biz. That's why I was kind of interested in your perspective on that.
Tech biz, I am.
So you'd recommend just the restart. What does that do? Why does it get all cluttered and messed up? Is it saving information? Why is it getting all cluttered? What does restarting do?
I feel like that's going to be restarting the way the program actually works and functions and takes the connections. And okay. for what it's worth, it's super easy to crash the Facebook stream.
Yeah, well, the Facebook stream's been, I mean, yes, that's its own situation, but I think when
it was on Skype, yeah.
We were having an issue with Skype. We were having an issue. Oh, you know what? My mom has just commented on the Facebook stream. She just says, oh, how does this work? Well, I guess we'll find out, Ma. Okay. Let's just stay tuned. So that old link is done. We got a new link. Brandon's on the line. Where are you calling from, Brandon?
Austin, Texas.
This is a different Brandon. There's a Brandon on the chats. This is not Brandon Young, is it?
Not Brandon. So Brandon.
Brandon. I know. Two Brandons.
Right.
So cool. What's going on with you?
Not too much on my lunch break here.
You have a question or a comment or a complaint?
Kind of a question comment combo. Well, more like I really liked the comedy. I really liked the comedy, and I don't know. I felt like it was a touching and disturbing and hilarious and sad and perfect. I just really liked it, and I really like that style that you do, and I think it's a.
Well, I just, you know, I acted in the movie as directed by Rick Alverson, a talent, and so it was a collaborative experience. It was a very good experience, but I can't take all the credit for it. I got to give most of that to Rick Alverson. Mm-hmm.
I really liked that the scene on the boat. It just felt so claustrophobic, and like when you're sitting out on the boat with the lady.
Okay, well, thanks, Brandon, and get back to work. All right, what do you have for lunch today?
I'm going to have a vegetarian lasagna.
Okay, great. Good for you. I'm going to try Constantinos here. Constantinos, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. I sat down the video, so...
That's fine. We don't need the video, so we can hear each other. That's all that counts.
Okay, thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Patras. It's a Greek city.
Okay.
And I'm a big fan of your work.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm studying medicine here.
Wow. So you're studying to be a doctor?
Yes. After I get my degree, I hope to become a pediatrician.
Okay, that's very noble. I appreciate that. What draws you to that work?
I'd say my whole life experiences so far, and I don't know. I'd like to contribute back to the whole people.
Well, that's terrific, and I support you, and I support that. But you live in a fairly healthy country, right? Everyone's doing pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. You'll have easy hours. You'll like come in around 10 and get out of there by 3.
I don't think so. Actually, we have a government that was supposed to be left leaning, but it turned out to be another neoliberal. Government.
Can I ask you, just out of curiosity,
sure.
Because you're exposed to whatever you, I guess here's a simple version of the question. How did you become exposed to our work, my work?
I'd say, there were I saw that video clip with Tane, you know, with Paul Rudd, Paul Rudd's computer.
Yes.
And it was hilarious. And then I tried to look up where that came from. And I realized that it was from a whole series.
Yes.
And then I lifted you guys up and...
You just went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Actually, what I wanted to... discuss was that it's sort of watching Tim and Eric sort of solidified my sense of humor. It's like there all the time, but it was latent and it was not fully formed. But, you know, after watching you guys, I don't know, it sort of became final.
Oh, good. It's settled in. Do you do you have friends in your around you that watch it or like it or respond well to it, or you feel like a man on an island alone, stranded?
In my actual social circle, everyone I've to be honest, everyone I've tried showing your work seem cold about it, to put it mildly. But you know, but on the internet, I mean, you guys have a very large following.
Oh yeah, it's nice. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that I don't know. It seems that liking your guys' work, your work seems to, I don't know, it means that you have a different sort of humor, and it kind of makes you. I don't know. It's not very good for your social life, shall I say.
Well, listen.
I mean, it means that you're the weird guy.
Yeah, I guess so. But who's to say who's weird, right? I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I grew up thinking that being different is good, and you shouldn't try to be so homogeneous with
Well, can I call you Constantinos? Is that the way? Or do you have a shorter name?
The English version of my name is Constantine, so you could call me that.
Well, I really do appreciate you. It's nice to hear from you. I'm glad to hear that members of my audience are contributing back and doing noble things like being doctors, especially pediatricians are some of the best. And I wish you the best. I'd love to come out to Greece sometime and spend some time on those islands. They seem absolutely beautiful. So I will contact you if I ever make it that way, and perhaps you can give me a guided tour.
Yes, I live in Patras. It's in the west of Greece. It's
not by the water.
No, it's actually by the water, but we sold. Actually, the port of the city has been sold to the Chinese, and it's sealed off. The city has, you have to drive away from the city to have access to the sea. But anyway.
If we never meet again, I'll enjoy this one encounter we've had. I'll treasure it and remember it. And
thank you very much.
Have a great day.
It has been an honor for me, and thank you for all your work, and I'm looking forward to more of it.
Thank you so much. Take care. Well, that was nice. See, we started off positive. We fixed our tech problems. Gilad Dor.
Yeah.
Gilad.
Hi.
Gilad, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up? What you got going? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Israel.
Oh, okay. We are just in Greece. Now we're in Israel. Yeah. We're traveling in the Mediterranean today. Let's get some. I'm gonna queue up some Bob Dylan Mediterranean style music. I have an idea what that would be.
Okay.
But Bob Dylan
wrote a song for Israel.
Yeah, well, of course, you've got the Infidels album, right? Was that the one?
I'm not sure actually what the name is, but there was a post on some Zionist Facebook today that of his lyrics.
Okay.
So.
So what's your question or concern?
I don't really have a question or concern. I just really love you. Like, I've been a fan of you since I was in high school. I'm only 21, but. I went to AwesomeCon for 3 years, and that was some of the best experiences I had.
Oh,
I was just like a lonely kid by myself, and it really meant a lot to me. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And are you from Israel, or are you just visiting there?
My family's from here. My dad's side is from there, and I go to school here.
Okay.
And then after here, gonna go.
Is my record out there in Israel? Have you gone down to the record store and searched for it?
I haven't actually gone to the record store yet to look for it, but I can. There's like one big one that usually carries the most like indie labels, and I could ask them to order it if they don't have it already.
I think it helps if you go in and start word of mouth in this thing around town.
Okay, yeah, listen, for sure I will.
Go down to the Wailing Wall and demand it. Start crying for it.
I'll start selling them there too. I'll order a bunch and sell them over there.
I appreciate this. I'm excited to be a part of this new marketing strategy for independent music and comedy, where we're one-on-one engaging the audience. Me and Galad Dor are making Israel into a Tim and Eric community.
Yeah, and you have to come out here. You guys both, you and Eric.
I've got to check with my one of my mentors, Roger Waters. I don't know if he's going to appreciate that. But
are you a big fan of the BDS? Do you have an opinion on the Zionist the Middle East conflict in between Israel and Palestine?
I mean, no, not one that's educated enough to state publicly. I don't.
Okay.
You know, I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be healthy. Too. I want everybody to be safe and secure and able to pursue their dreams.
Thank
you,
sir.
It seems like those aren't really happening for a lot of people there, but so there's a lot of problems. Where are you at with it?
I was raised very like right wing, but I live with a Muslim roommate when I first moved here, and it opened me up to a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Both positively and negatively, sorry. Yeah. And I believe in the Israeli like right to exist, and I totally want there to be a Palestinian state, but there has to be a give and take between security and other things that are going on. It's such a topic where it's so deadlocked that I don't know if in the next 10 years if there will be anything, but I really hope so. There could be some positive coming out of this.
I mean, there's a lot of places, a lot of nice places in the world for everyone to live. And that does, to me, I guess here's my two cents. I've never been there. Seems like that whole region seems like it would be like, it's like the last place you'd want to be. Like just climate, just, you know, like the environment down there is just, it seems like hard living.
So
I know Israel's probably a little different than that, right?
Depends where you go. Like parts of Lebanon are like, so I've never been there because Israel and Lebanon aren't really friendly, but like pictures of it look absolutely amazing. I've been to Jordan, to Petra, and it's like that, the stuff you see there, yeah, it's a desert but then it's like so beautiful. In Israel, you go to the north, it's like they have a mountain with a snow cap on, and they're skiing there, and you go to the south, and there's like one, like it's a dry desert, and then we also have the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on Earth.
All right, well, let's not get into it too deep, okay?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Everybody can look into it. There's Google Maps. Yeah. You can look on Google Earth, and you can check out the whole environment.
They can go in real close, too.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you later, Gilad. Spread my love to the people, okay?
Thank you for pronouncing my name right, too.
Gilad, I love you. Bye. All right, we're getting all kinds of attitudes today. Someone on the message board's already mad about me talking about this and that. Listen, I'm going to talk about whatever I want, baby. We're in this for the long term. We're back. Okay, I don't see the live. That doesn't matter what I can see. Thomas. We got Thomas Ulmer calling. Thomas.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Pretty random. I just was hoping to get on. I don't know what anybody's talking about. Is there a subject or anything today?
Well, we're celebrating Bob Dylan's 75th birthday.
Oh, the big 75.
Yeah.
That's good.
What does he mean to you? Are you a fan, or are you not real into the Big D?
I'm not really into the BD, but I do love music. So
okay, cool. Well, I suggest getting into it. There's so much there. There's 50 years of work he's made. Maybe there's something that responds that you enjoy. I don't know where to point you necessarily. I mean, you could try listening to something like Desire is what I'm playing right now.
Okay.
But, where are you calling from anyways?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, South Carolina. I think we're going to be playing there in a couple of weeks. Me and Neil Hamburger.
I'm coming
to the show. All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk then. Let's not waste this opportunity now. Let's get some people, some other people, because you don't sound like you got much to offer. Molly McGinnis,
South Carolina. I think we're going to.
Hello.
Hi, Molly. Can you turn your computer down, please? Thank you.
Yes. One second.
All right. Everybody, when you call in, let me just make a quick announcement to everybody listening. When you call in, do me a favor, and if you hear me say your name, I'm going to say Molly McGuire. I'm going to say Thomas Doodle-Little. That's your cue to transition to turning the computer off or muting the stream.
It's Molly McGuire. It's Molly McGinnis.
Molly McGinnis. Whatever. Okay, I'm talking hypothetically here. What if it was Molly Maguire? My name is Molly Maguire, it's true. I lived in Ireland till I was age two. I miss my mom and all, they were little. I'll fix the rest of that later.
That was beautiful.
So are you calling from Ireland?
No, I'm calling from England.
Okay. What's going on there?
It's like 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, okay. So now I realize what's happening. So when I do office hours here in the early afternoon, late morning in Los Angeles, I'm doing prime time over in the European continent.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's cool. Why that edge is happening. I'm taking advantage of it because it's exposing my creativity to the European continent.
It's crazy. I've had my day and you're just beginning yours.
Yeah, so how was your day?
I just went to work. It was pretty boring. I work in a sex shop.
You work in a sex shop? This is getting I'm getting flushed.
Oh.
I'm turning rosy red.
It's not boring. That crazy.
No, it's just like working anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
Do you get some weirdos in there, or is it mostly like just kind of goofballs or like touristy kind of types who are just looking for a gag gift?
Mainly goofballs. Yeah. You stop finding it funny, so you're just kind of annoyed at these kind of people.
Do you know the Mr. Show sketch about the sex shop? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
It's classic.
I'm going to see David Cross in a couple of weeks. Actually,
oh, yes? Is he performing there? Here.
Yeah, in Manchester, I live.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy yourself. You know.
Yeah, I met you a few years ago, Tim.
When's that? Or where?
The Billion Dollar Movie premiere.
Oh, at the St. Charles Theater?
Yeah, you sat next to me.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, but I was a bit drunk, so you probably thought I was crazy. I had a great job tattoo. I don't know if you remember.
I do sort of remember that.
Oh, yay!
Well, thank you so much for supporting our works for so many years.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Nice to hear from you again. Thank you very much. Have you picked up the new album in Glendale yet?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to it on Spotify. I haven't bought it yet, but I haven't seen it anywhere in Manchester, so I probably have to order it online.
Okay.
I really like I Saw Nicolas Cage.
Thank you very much, yeah.
I was wondering, is that like a true story?
I'll be honest with you. I'm always going to be honest on this show, Office Hours. I'm not going to bullshit you. It's not true. It's a totally made-up story. But it's sort of, I think it's analogous to other types of experiences I've had. It's more about seeing celebrities in Los Angeles and having that be an uncomfortable experience, which has happened to me plenty of times. But not Nick. I haven't met Nick.
I can imagine it being just like that. I definitely get rosy cheeks if I met.
Rosy cheeks so quick, and I always get rosy. I get real red. You've probably seen me get red on interviews or things like that, where I get real flushed. But my face doesn't get red. My neck and that area gets red. It's happened to me since I was a little kid. Red wine doesn't help. Okay.
I guess if you wrote about a rosy neck, it wouldn't sound as good in the song.
Exactly. So you gotta take your life experiences and then translate it into stuff that works lyrically, it works rhythmically, melodically. So it's not just a book report about something that happened. It's an interpretation, and that's what we love about art. Thank you, Molly, and have a great rest of your night. And we'll talk to you soon. It is Tim Tuesday, so we have Timothy Stanley standing by. Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Nice to talk to a fellow Tim here on Tim Tuesday, a special happy birthday Bob Dylan edition.
What's going on? Not much, man. Speaking of Bob Dylan, they're doing the Dylan Fest. I don't know if he's going to be there in Nashville today.
Oh, so they're just a bunch of people are getting together. Are you calling from Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So a bunch of musicians are getting together and playing some Dylan songs?
I suppose so. Yeah, Kurt Vile's going to be there.
And you can't imagine he's going to that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there. But I saw him in Nashville a few years ago.
That's a weird show, huh?
Yeah.
It's a weird show. It's was he playing his keyboard?
Yeah, man, he was doing it all.
He's got this keyboard now. I saw him about 10 years ago now, but he's got a keyboard off to the side of the stage that he plays. I don't know what he's playing.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He's not like playing lots. He's like playing one note at a time or something, right? did you recognize any of the songs, or has he completely, you know, turned them into just unrecognizable versions?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really been too familiar with Bob Dylan. Like, I know, like, the hits, you know.
Yeah.
More of the famous ones, but
what got you out to the show?
What's up?
What got you out to the show?
Oh, well, there, My Morning Jacket was there. Wilco was there.
Oh, okay.
It was a really good show.
All right. So, you got any questions or anything, or what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I got a question. I thought we were just talking. I didn't know. You want me to get right to the question? Okay.
Well, I think we did the small talk. We broke the ice.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I had a question. I need some advice.
All right. Hey, we're back on a new link. Sorry, everybody. This is the way it goes. I'm trying to do this myself, and I can't take blame for this. I mean, listen, this is all on Facebook here. Maybe this Facebook Live thing's not really meant for this. I don't know. It seems like we just let's see here. We've got a new link going. It's a mess. Why am I doing this? I want this to work. I mean, it seems to be working. Sorry, everybody. This is how it goes, though. I think, like, we're all trudging through some new frontiers here. So anyways, Tim, you had a question.
Yeah, I need some advice from you.
What's that?
Well, me and my brother, we made a show. It's really, you know, cheaply made, but we really like it. It's a pilot. And we're trying to figure out what to do with it. We're trying to decide if going to festivals is the way to go or getting an agent, sending it out, you know.
Well, is it on the internet?
No, we haven't posted it yet because we want. Yeah, it's not like a web series or anything.
What is so? It's a. Let me think here. Give me a description of the show, real quick.
Well, it's like a mockumentary series that's based in like a small country church, and the main character is the pastor, and he's just this really. Like a feminine kind of dramatic guy.
So did it, are you happy with the way it came out?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We just don't know how to, you know, market it or get it out there.
I would start by, making a shorter version, you know, like a teaser, some kind of like a sample of it, right? Like a 5-minute
thing.
And put that on the internet, put that online and send it to people that you like. Send it to me if you want my opinion on it or, other, people out there and see if it picks up any steam. I mean, you're not just going to get an agent by sending it to them, unless it's,
right.
You know, but, well, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. Well, you're getting close to the age where you might be ready to take this stuff seriously.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some stuff, you know, around Nashville, competed in some film festivals and stuff, but
listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with putting stuff online. Don't think you're giving away the crown jewels here.
How would we go about sending it to you?
Well, just put it on YouTube and tweet me a link.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
That's how I see everything.
Okay.
Put it into my Facebook. You know, listen, if I don't respond to it, it's because I probably didn't like it.
That's cool.
Or I didn't see potential.
That's fine.
And sometimes I don't, you know, I'm not the best judge of whether something's good or not. I like a lot of stuff that's bad. And, I don't take it personally, but, I think you got to put stuff out there and see if an audience is, if you get an audience, because then you get a little audience and then they want to see more from you, and you better hope you got more to back up what you got already.
Right. Okay.
So the best thing to do is put it on YouTube. Maybe people love it, and then you get yourself a big career.
All right, man. Well, I will definitely tweet that to you then.
Thanks, Tim. Good luck, and take care. All the best. I'll see you in Nashville, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm coming to your show.
Great. We can talk more then. Bye.
All right. I'll see you then.
All right, we're going to go to Linden Rock. Linden Rook. Linden.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing much, man. How about yourself?
Just like wading through the technicals today. It's been a real bear. We had a couple of lost connections. You know, it's just, it's tricky, but we're getting there.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
So what do we got going on with you? What's the question? Where are you calling from? Do you have anything to add to the conversation today?
I'm calling in from Houston, Texas. You know, I just wanted to talk about this dream, you know, that I had.
Okay, I'm going to give, let's start a 30-second countdown clock on the dream. If we're not engaged, right. if I don't see massive thumbs up on this dream, I'm hanging up on you. You got to understand that. So let's get the 30-second clock going.
Okay.
I'm already seeing some angry faces coming down the pike, but people don't want to hear about dreams. In general, this dream might change the game. This might be a paradigm shift, a sea change when it comes to dream stories. Let's begin the clock. I don't have a real clock. I guess I could find one.
Can you use a Skype timer?
I could use... Is there a Skype timer? Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay. You're at 120. Go.
All right. So, I go up to L.A. You hire me as a bass player, as a session musician for a live session. We play in a knick-knack shop. There's lots of angles showing postcards. It's very nostalgic. And I think that'd be great.
All right. Well, that's the dream. I know you tweeted that to me the other day, and I did respond positively to it. I like the term knick-knack shop.
Yeah, it is a very nice term.
I'm going to write that down on my dream board, my idea factory, and I'll be using that word in one of my works ahead of in the future. Okay?
Wow, that sounds great.
So thanks for the inspiration.
Hey, no problem.
All right, let's go to Baba O'Reilly. Baba O'Reilly.
Hi, this is Bob. I want to take a moment and give a shout out to all the other Bobs out there who aren't fortunate enough to have birthdays. Bob Hope, Bob Barker, the other Bobby D, that's Robert De Niro. Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to celebrate. Thank you for taking the time.
Yes.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
So
listen, besides Bob Dylan, we could talk about some other things here, but you got to let me talk, all right?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do we like this guy or what? Okay.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking the gang. I'm asking the Officer family.
Sorry about that. Wow, really derailed.
It's okay. What's going on?
Just happy to celebrate Bob. How about you?
Wait a minute. I thought you didn't want to talk about that.
We can talk about current events.
Where are you calling from? Let's back up a second.
I am near Glenside, which is close to Glendale, I imagine.
Okay. Well, I don't know. No Glenside. Are you in California?
No. Glenside, outside Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Sure. Glenside, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And how are you spending your day today?
In misery, wallowing.
Why? What's going on?
Well, you know, the other Bobs, they don't get a shout out. As much as I love Bob Dylan, can we please talk about the other Bobs?
All right, you've got some shtick about all the different Bobs.
That's it's not, a shtick coma.
It's not playing well on it with the gang. All right?
Gang.
You got to win them over. You got
to
go one.
Can I talk
go
to the gang? Gang.
No, go ahead, the floor is yours.
They won't speak. I don't know how they get a response. Gang. And then nothing, right?
Gang. Does anybody offer any advice for Bob O'Reilly here, how to punch up his Bob gag from today?
Or a new gag, you know, or just gag me.
Yeah, we'll gag you. All right, thanks, Bob, and all the best to the folks in the great Keystone.
Take
company.
Care.
Bye. We got Tim Tuesdays. Tim Fletcher.
Or a new gag, you know.
Hello.
Hey, can you? There you go. You know how to do it. You mute.
Yeah, I did it right.
You take our rules seriously here.
I understand the rules.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Surprised to come on. I guess I had a question
you
about.
You must have realized that you had good chances with the Tim, with your name being Tim, right?
Yeah, well, when I heard the other Tim come on, I thought, well, this is it. I thought maybe he got it, and I blew it. I wasn't going to get on.
No, I'm going all Tims as much as I can. So what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just in school right now. I want to ask you about Vic Berger, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know he's from Bethlehem, and I'm from Scranton, and you're from Allentown, and I thought maybe you guys were like childhood friends, but I guess that's not the case.
No, Vic's significantly younger than me, I would think, or a fair amount younger than me. So I was long gone.
Is he? Okay.
So, yes, but I've discovered Vic. Vic, years ago, sent a number of sort of tribute songs and videos to me. Regarding the On Cinema universe.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I just started, we started hiring him to do stuff for us, and then he kind of went off and started killing it, and proud him up.
Yeah. I mean, I know, I love his stuff. I love following what he's done now. I'm happy you were able to blow him up to the level that he's at.
Well, you know, it's not every day you find somebody with that kind of talent, so we help when we can. All right, Tim?
Yeah. All right.
Good talking to you, and we'll talk real soon. Tim Tuesdays, it's Bob Dylan's birthday. Let's play a little What Good Am I from Oh Mercy while we look at, while I decide. Oh, no, that's not, that's a, oh, you're not, you don't want to play. Okay. Well, that's what I was going to, it doesn't want to play What Good Am I. It always wants to play Going, Going, Gone, so we'll play that one. Let's get some new calls in today. I've seen a bunch of repeats. Donnie Kubach.
What's up, Tim?
What up, buddy? I'm listening.
How are you?
I got a little. You can't hear it, but I got a little. Going, going, gone. Not much more. Can anyone name the album "Going, Going, Gone" is from? It's the
top of the going, gone. Name the album Going, Going, Gone is from?
Oh, you gotta turn your computer off, man.
Working on it. Hang on a second.
Okay. You're ruining the show. Turn your computer down.
Okay. Closing all my windows here.
Working on it. Hang on. Just in the tech.
All right. Okay. So what's going on?
So I just want to say that I love that you're doing this, and I'm in a huge fan of Bob Dylan and of
you're ruining the show. You got to mute the stream.
Running the show. Turn your computer down.
Mute the Facebook stream. God damn it!
I killed Facebook.
Huh? Okay. All right, you don't know what you're. I gotta go. I can't talk to you anymore. It's just too much. How hard is it to hit that mute button? Who's this? Todd?
Yeah. What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. You just got looking at. Listen, how clear your signal is, Todd.
Yeah, I've got a studio set up here.
Oh, he's all ready to go. You're gonna be a pro guest on Office Hours, aren't you? Is that what you aspire towards? So what's going on? Man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago. I just got back from Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you
it's
doing?
It's pretty wild, man.
What are you doing down there?
Oh, well, we went to my buddy's lake house, was shot off a bunch of guns.
Uh-oh.
Almost drowned in a lake, so that was less than fun. Oh, I'm just out of shape.
Okay.
That's all it was.
So, yeah. What do you do? You got a studio? Do you make music?
Yeah, a little bit of making music, a little bit of live streaming video games. Most of my time is spent on the internet these days.
Live streaming video games, what do you mean?
On Twitch, it's a website.
So you play video games and then watch?
And people will watch you, yeah, and they'll send in money if they like what you're doing and all that stuff, like donations, you know?
Okay, well, people can send me money for doing office hours. We could start.
They could. You're right. They
Why
could.
Not? Let's get the funds going for that. I think.
Yeah.
We can do dollar a minute. We could do a dollar a minute if you listen.
A dollar a minute.
Is that how it would work? I charge a dollar a minute.
Maybe for your time, Tim.
That's pretty money well spent, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, I'd like the... I think maybe what we could do is have the office hours community sort of huddle offline or, you know, without me involved and figure out the best way to financially support office hours. I don't know what it would be. I don't want to be too hands-on with that. There's got to be a way that I can start making big bucks here every day through this community. And maybe it's advertising. Maybe it's advertising. Maybe it's a donation button. Maybe it's
right.
What's a third option? I mean, maybe just those are the two options, really. You get donations or you get ad revenue.
Well, there's the subscribe button as well. If they want to support you, like on Twitch or whatever, you could, you know, go on another website and you pay like $5 monthly to support the broadcaster.
Oh, a sort of like a NPR kind of thing.
Essentially, yeah, the quality's a lot better. I've never been a big fan of the live streaming service on Facebook.
Right. Well, it's fairly new, isn't it?
It's about 6 months old.
Maybe I should maybe tomorrow we do this through YouTube, and that would be an interesting. See, what I like about this is I'm doing this. I'm able to use a couple of different. I'm using my laptop for the Skype. I'm using my. But now that I got this mixer, I think I can make that work. I do have
Oh, you've got a mixer and all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, so I got a mixer coming out of my computer and a mixer coming out of my iPad, and then the phone is doing the live. Is doing the, doing the actual broadcasting. So I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but it's working for me, sort of, except he's got a lot of technical problems.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way Facebook is with all that stuff, but yeah, I don't know. If you ever need any help with that, just send me a message.
All right, Todd. Thanks very much for your support. And anything else going on?
No, not much.
All right, take care. Evan. Hey, Evan, are you there?
Oh, shit.
Easy with the language now. This is a G show.
I apologize.
What's
can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
So I what's can. Going on? Can I ask where you're calling from?
New Jersey. Good old South Jersey.
South Jersey, but, across the river, across the Delaware River there?
Yes. Yep.
So what's going on?
Nothing much, man. This is kind of like an earth-shattering moment for me right now. Yeah, I've been a fan of your work. It's got to be like 9 or 10 years now. Whenever season 2 of Tom Goes was... And I've never gotten a chance to talk to you before. And
really?
This is cool. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's nice to talk to you, and thank you for the years and years of support. That's going on over 10 years now.
Oh, no problem, man. Your work, and most importantly, your versatility, the fact that you guys are able to keep, like, you're able to switch and, like, do something completely new. And it's still, it still works. It's still funny. Or, you know, in terms of music, like, it's always great.
Thank you.
You know?
That's very nice of you to say.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I know you didn't want this to be like a compliment show.
No.
You know, like a kiss ass show. But I just want to say, like, it's meant a lot to me.
Thanks, Evan. I appreciate it. And I think maybe if there's any value in that kind of talk, that it's maybe people saying I feel the same way, or maybe it's somebody that says I thought I was the only one, or I feel weird, because a lot of people are like, all my friends think I'm weird. Feral Audio.